我们一同祷告，好吧？我们一同低头祷告。
Let us bow our heads together in prayer.
天父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
再次给我们机会来交通你的话。
To give us opportunity once again to have fellowship on your word.
你是说话的主。
You are the Lord who speaks.
你从起初就说话。
You've spoken since the beginning.
我们求你今天用着这个机会。
We ask that today you use this opportunity
对我们每一个人说话
to speak to each one of us.
你认识我们当中每一位
Lord, you know each one of us.
你知道我们的光景
You know what state we're in.
我们求主越过说话人的软弱把话从天上倾倒下来
Lord, we pray that you will surpass the weakness of the one who is speaking and to pour down your words from heaven.
我们需要你生命的供应
We need the provisions of life from you.
我们需要你生命的话
And we need the words of life from you.
我们竭尽祈求仰望奉主耶稣基督的名。
And we pray and we look to you in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 弟兄姊妹，当我知道今天需要跟弟兄姊妹交通神的话的时候，在我们里面有个祷告。
After I found out that I am about to have fellowship with brothers and sisters today, I had a prayer in my heart.
我盼望主。对我们每一个人说话
I pray that the Lord would speak to each one of us
是对我们说我们每一个人需要的话
To speak to us the words that each one of us need
是对我们这个聚会你我这个聚会所该需要听的话
To speak to the newer gathering here the words that we need to hear
那弟兄姊妹如果你还记得哈我去年在这边也跟大家交通过这个题目。
Brothers and sisters, if you remember last year, I had a fellowship with you on the same topic.
那如果弟兄姊妹记得的话，那很明显，刚刚杨中涵所讲到那些跟我们说我要讲什么，那很明显他忘记去年我讲什么了。
As our brother Young had spoken just before, it's very obvious that he has forgotten what I spoke about last year.
那大家如果也记得去年在这边的时候呢，我跟大家交通的时候有点互动，记不记得有点互动 ？Right?
I don't know if you remember last year when I had fellowship with you, we had a little bit of interaction.
那我会问大家一些问题。
I would ask.Brothers and sisters, some questions.
那如果这次主许可的话，有这样机会的话，我也会跟大家有点互动。
And if the Lord permits this time, I also hope to have a little bit of interaction with brothers and sisters.
那我心里感觉是说，如果那些的互动，如果那些的带回我们所也许看的东西，是对我们跟对神的话更了解的时候，我觉得我们也许在这边一同跟大家分享。
I feel in my heart that if these interactions help us to better understand the words from the Lord, then I hope.
跟大家一同分享。
I hope that I can share with you these things.
那第一个问题我不用问，我已经回答啊。去年的问题，去年的题目呢，就是更美。
The first question I think I can answer myself, which is last year's message, the topic was better.
不过呢，更美呢，并不是就英文说 better 嘛， right? 更美呢，不是更漂亮。
But the word better, it is not more beautiful.
啊，希伯来书它总共里面有13次提到更美。
In the book of Hebrew, it mentioned 13 times the word better.
那也许可以说呢，更美呢是希伯来书的一个重要的要词。
We can also say that better is a key word in the book of Hebrews.
我先跟大家稍微复习一下哈。
I want to quickly review with you.
最重要的就是第一个，我们的主呢是他承受的名呢是比天使的名更尊贵。
And the first is that having become so much better than angels as he has by the inheritance obtained by a more excellent name than they.
那弟兄姊妹，如果我们读希伯来书读不到我们的主的时候，我们就失去了希伯来书给我们的目的了。
If as we read the book of Hebrews we cannot read into our Lord, then we have lost what he wants to give to us.
希伯来书是告诉我们呢，以色列人是有 旧的以前的事。
The book of Hebrews tells us that Israelites have things of old.
但是因为我们的主来到地上呢，那一切呢都有另外一个属灵的意义。
But because our Lord Jesus had come to this world, everything has a different spiritual meaning.
那所有的更美呢，都是指着我们主所说的。
And all of these better points to our Lord Jesus Christ.
那比如说还有更美的指望。
For example, there is also the better hope.
有更美的约。
The better covenant.
有更美的应许。
The better promise.
更美的家乡。
The better home.
更美的复活，
a better resurrection,
有更美的事，
better things,
主耶稣的所洒的血比亚伯所洒的血更美。
That the blood shed by Jesus is better than the blood that was sprinkled by Abel.
那一切都是指着我们主所做的。
And all these things point to our Lord.
更重要一点呢，
More importantly,
如果大家还记得去年呢，我有问，大概是问孟盛的女儿，她今天好像不在这边。OK， 那我去年问她呢，英文呢有说好、更好、最好，对不对
？And last year I asked Christine Meng, who's not here today, in English there is good, better, and the best.
有比较的动态，对不对
？There is a comparative.
但是呢，我们需要记得一点。
But we have to remember one thing.
神所给我们更美的，这世界上没有一样东西能够比得上。
What the better that God has given us, there is nothing in this world that can be compared to.
所以呢，希伯来书所说的更美呢，其实对我们来说就是最美。
So the better in Hebrews for us is the best.
大家了解吗？大家明白吗？对不对
？Do you understand?
那我上次也跟大家稍微交通到那个希伯来书十一章是有一些见证人在我们的当中给我们一些的给我们的一些的见证。
Last time I also mentioned Hebrews chapter 11, it has a number of different witnesses among us.
那些的见证呢，其实是给我们一个动力。
These testimonies are there to give us a motivation.
或是给我们一个推动力。
Or to give us a push.
他们是见活在神的面前，我们现今仍然是有这样子的信心的生活，活在神的面前。
This is how they lived before God, and today, this is how we live before God in faith.
那但是呢，他们呢是远远看见神给他们的指望。
But they looked to the promise that God had given them from afar.
他们呢是从远处看见神所经营、所建造的一座有根基的城。
It is from afar that they see this city that God has built.
那他们呢是往前看。
They looked forward.
我们呢是往后看。
But we look back.
他们呢是仰望那位要来的那位弥赛亚。
They look to the Messiah that is to come.
我们是仰望已经来过的弥赛亚。
But we look to the Messiah who has already come.
另外最后呢，我跟大家交通就是说，比较一下什么是西乃山，什么是锡安山。
And then lastly, I compared what is the difference between Mount Sinai and Mount Zion.
也许上一次时间的关系不是很清楚的、很详细的跟弟兄姊妹交通。
Because of time, perhaps I did not have fellowship with you on this in detail.
那也许现在剩下的时间呢，我盼望主给我一些里面的负担，能够跟弟兄姊妹能够交通的清楚。
In the remaining time, I hope the Lord will give me the burden so that I can clearly have fellowship with you on this.
在这边上来讲的时候，有一个缺点呢，就是时间呢一直跟时间赛跑。
When we come up here to speak, there's always one shortcoming, which is we're always racing against time.
那也许呢，讲到时候12点或是过后的时候呢，准备的那几张纸呢都没办法讲完。
And perhaps comes 12 o'clock or a little bit after all these pages that I've prepared, I cannot finish.
那我们就说，也许主给机会的时候，我们下一次再交通。
And then we would say, if the Lord permits, then the next time we will have fellowship.
那也许我会遇到同样的情况，现在只有半个小时而已。
And perhaps I would encounter the same situation since I only have 30 minutes.
那当然，问题就是说，我们等下一次也许要到明年了。
But if we wait for next time, perhaps it will be next year again.
那所以呢，我先跟大家讲今天的信息的总结是什么，好不好？
So I will tell you the conclusion of today's message first.
可以这样说哈，我们跟随主的人。
We can say it this way, those of us who follow the Lord,
我们信主的人,
us people who believe in the Lord,
不管你是信主, 刚刚信主, 没有四月份也有受浸的弟兄姊妹,
whether you have just believed or you're getting baptized in April,
或是说上个礼拜福音班的时候你决计信主了,
or last week at gospel class, you've decided to believe in the Lord,
或是你已经跟随主很久很久了,
or if you have followed the Lord for a very long time,
那我想问大家弟兄姊妹一个问题，你有没有觉得手酸呢？
I want to ask brothers and sisters, do
手酸了，手酸了。
Do your hands or do your arms feel sore?
那你的脚，你的腿挺不起来了。
Can you lift or can you not lift your legs?
弟兄姊妹，我们如果主耶稣今天走来了，
Brothers and sisters, if our Lord Jesus comes today,
我们准备好见他了吗？
Are we prepared to see him?
我们预备好见我们的主了吗？
Are we prepared to see our Lord?
那如果我们还没有，
If we are not prepared,
我们现今该如何活在主的面前？
Then today, how should we live before the Lord?
有什么的办法我们可以使我们自己能够准备好主的再来？
How can we prepare for the Lord's second coming?
这个就是结论。
This is the conclusion.
那我盼望主给我们恩典，能够把这个这些都交得清楚哈。
I pray that the Lord will give us grace so that we can clearly have fellowship about this.
去年呢，我的负担呢是在希伯来书十一章的39-40节那两节。
Last year, my burden was on Hebrews chapter 11, verse 39 and 40.
因为我看到那两节圣经的时候，我就觉得里面好像有一个提醒。
When I saw those two verses, I felt that there was a reminder in there.
盼望我们也有这样子一个提醒。
Hope that we also have this reminder.
他说呢，这些人呢都是因信得了美好的证据，证据是见证这个字，却仍未得着所应许的。
Verse 39, and all these having obtained a good testimony through faith, did not receive the promise.
因为神给我们预备了更美的事，叫他们若不与我们同德，就不能完全。
God having provided something better for us, that they should not be made perfect apart from.
那我们知道那个之前十一章就提到很多很多的见证人。
We know that previously in chapter 11 it mentioned many many witnesses.
那常常提醒我们呢，说那些见证人他们是凭着信心死的。
And it tells us that all these people of testimony, they died in faith.
但是呢，他们仍未得着所应许的。
But they did not receive what was promised.
那因为他们等候一座有根基的城。
Because they were waiting for a city with foundation.
但是呢，神称许他们，他们在世上的日子，实在是为神做了见证了。
But the Lord praises them that their days on earth they truly testified for the Lord.
但是好像在他们来说还有一个缺欠，好像还有心中有一个像罗马书说有一个叹息。
Or as in Romans it said that in their heart there was a sigh.
叹息好像还没有得到最后要得到了。
The sigh is because they did not receive what ultimately they were to receive.
因为他们要等候我们这班在后面的跟他们一同得到那个要他们所得到的。
Because they're waiting for us, those of us who are to come after, to receive what they were promised.
这个就是我的负担。
That is my burden.
那我们来看一看那个希伯来书第一章第一节，好不好？
Let us turn to Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1.
神既在古时借着众先知多次多方的晓谕列祖，就在这末世借着他儿子晓谕我们。
God God who at various times and in various ways spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophet, has in these last days spoken to us by his Son.
第6章20节
Chapter 6 verse 20
做先锋的耶稣，既照着麦基洗德的等次，成了永远的大祭司，就为我们进入幔内。
Where the forerunner has entered for us, even Jesus having become high priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek.
那你知道，从希伯来书一开始的时候，我们就有个印象，神呢是一直说话的神。
So from the beginning of Hebrews, we have this impression that God is a God who speaks continuously.
在古时呢，他是借着先知对他的子民说话。
In the time past, he spoke to his people through the prophets.
就在末世的时候呢，是我们的主来说话。
In the last days, he spoke through our Lord.
那他现今把圣经留给我们。
And today, he has left us the Bible.
他也把圣灵赐下给凡信主的人。
And he has given the Holy Spirit to all those who believe in the Lord.
圣灵成为保惠师，在我们里面提醒我们想起主耶稣所说过的话。
And the Holy Spirit acts as the helper who reminds us of the words that Jesus has spoken.
那弟兄姊妹，这一点是很需要我们所认识的，因为那些信心的英雄就是在箭子的底下过他们信心的生活。
Brothers and sisters, this is a point that we need to know because this is how the heroes of faith have lived their life.
应该这样说哈，信心的英雄他们所能够活出来这样子的信心的生活呢，是跟神的话很有关系。
We should say that the way that these heroes of faith that they were able to live the lives that they led, it is very much related to the words of God.
那神的话是很丰富的，去年我所领受的。 结果今年呢，就更丰富，所以能够有机会跟大家交通。虽然好像是同样的圣经的经节，但是我觉得在主领里面有更新的领受。The
words of God is abundant, and that is why this year, even though these words are the same, I can have more fellowship with you.
那还有另外一点，我先讲清楚，就是11章所说信心的英雄。 他们或是希伯来书所提到的信心呢，是不单只是刚信主的那个时候，我们上主认罪悔改接受主的那个信心。
And another thing I want to clarify is that the faith mentioned in the book of Hebrews, it is not just the faith that we originally had when we believed in the Lord, when we repent and accept Him as our Savior.
那圣经里面说了，他说我们是因信称义，因信成圣，因信得荣耀。
In the scripture, it says that we are saved by faith, we are justified by faith, and we're glorified by faith.
那希伯来书所提到的信呢，就是后面我们因信称义，因信成圣，因信得荣耀。
In the book of Hebrews, the faith is referring to being justified by faith and being glorified by faith.
所以他们提醒，那个希伯来书提醒我们的那个信心呢，是让我们信主以后能够一直达到成圣这样子的信心的生活。
So the faith that is mentioned in Hebrews, it is a faith that can lead us into being justified, into being sanctified by faith.
那我们来看看，如果大家不相信或是已经 get lost 的话，那我们来看那个第10章39节。
If we're already lost, let's turn to Hebrews chapter 10, verse 39.
我们却不是推后入沉沦的那等人，乃是有信心以致魂得救的人，不是灵魂，是魂得救的人。
But we are not of those who draw back to perdition, but of those who believe to the saving of the soul.
Saving of the soul, 魂得救的。
The saving of the soul, it is the salvation of the soul.
好，那我们问说什么是信心的生活？
So we ask, what is a life of faith?
那既然希伯来书11章提到信心英雄，当然信心的生活。 的我没有所认识信心生活，当然从十一章里面认识了。
Since the chapter 11 mentions all these heroes of faith, then of course we have to understand faith from chapter 11.
大家要注意这个哈，有点 OK。我们来读第一章第十一章第一节到第三节哈。
We should pay attention. Let's read from chapter 11, verse 1-3.
十一章是信心英雄 ，OK。
The chapter 11 is the honor roll of the faith of the faithful.
信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
那注意第二节，古人在这信上得了美好的证据，证据原文是见证。
And pay attention to verse 2, for by it the elders obtained a good testimony.
那第三节，亚伯因着信献之于神，比该隐所献的更美，因此便得了称义的见证，就是神指他礼物做的见证。他虽然死了，却因着信仍旧说话。
By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of...
第三节。
By faith, we understand.
第三节，我说第三节嘛，对不对？我知道啊，我说有互动嘛，对不对？所以第三节，第二节说啊，古人在这信上得了美好的见证。
Verse 2 says that for by it the elders obtained a good testimony.
所以我们应该是从第四节开始就成为第三节才对啊，对不对？所以应该是从亚伯开始，一直到摩西，到后面所有信心的英雄，对不对？
So we should start with verse 4. We should be followed by verse 4, which starts with Abel.
那第三节说什么？大家一起读好不好？第三节。
What does verse 3 say? Let's read verse 3.
我们请。我们因着信就知道诸世界是皆神的话造成的，这样所看见的并不是从显然之物造出来的。诶，他说他不是说古人因着信得了美好的见证吗？
But didn't it say that the elders obtained a good testimony by faith?
那为什么第三节有说我们呢？
So then why does verse 3 say we?
对不对？应该是从亚伯开始啊。
It should start with Abel.
然后接下来是以诺。
And then it's Enoch.
然后是挪亚。
And then Noah.
然后是亚伯拉罕。
Then Abraham.
诶，奇怪了，为什么是我们呢？
So very strangely, why does verse 3 say we?
好，那我们先把这个问题先撇在一边，我也不问大家这个问题，但是呢，我们先来看看，就是说这第三节说什么？他说呢，我们因着信，那这个是我们呢，我们因着信就知道世界是借着神的话造成的。
But let's put the question aside for now. Verse 3 says, by faith we understand the worlds were framed by the word of God.
所以我们先索然看见，刚刚那个杨中涵跟我们讲的非常美丽，他说我们看到打开窗户的阳光 ，OK， 然后呢，我们所看一草一木都是神所造的。
Our brother Young had mentioned earlier that when we open the window, when we see the light, the trees, the grass, these things are all created by God.
那我们怎么知道世界是神所造的？
But how do we know that the world is created by God?
那我要问我们当中，我们问比较信主久一点的人好了，好吧？
Let's ask people who have believed in the Lord for a longer period of time.
我们就问杨中汉好了，他坐前面。
We'll ask Brother Young since he's sitting in the front row.
那 你怎么知道？ 你信不信世界是神所造的，对不对？
Do you believe that the world is created by God?
你信吗，对不对？那你怎么知道这个世界是神所造的？
But how do you know?
OK, 很好很好，那个标准答案。
It's the perfect answer. It's by the word of God.
我们能够知道这个世界是神所造的，是因为神的话告诉我们的。
The reason why we know that this world is created by God is because the word of God tells us so.
我们当中每个人都可能会背了创世纪第一章第一节，起初神创造天地。
All of us can memorize Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 where it says in the beginning God created heavens and earth.
所以那我不再多讲，因为时间实在是很紧迫。那我就把那个结论告诉大家，我们能够今天有信心的生活，第一个出发点是要从神的话开始。
I want to conclude by saying that the reason why we can have faith today, it is because of the Word of God.
什么是信心的生活?
What is a life of faith?
信心的生活就是我们完全的依靠神, 对不对?
A life of faith is when we completely rely on the Lord.
从完全的依靠, fully depend on God.
That we are fully dependent on God.
Yeah. 然后呢, 在这个底下呢, 我们跟神有亲密的交通,
and then after that, it is that we have close communion with God.
然后我们顺服主的话,
and then we're obedient to the word of God.
然后我们从里面的信心看到将来的永远,
and then from our inner faith, we see the eternity in the future.
如果你还不很清楚的话, 我想我们最近查马可福音，对不对？我们也查过马太福音，对不对？那记不记得有一次主耶稣呢，就跟门徒说呢，在加利利海我们渡到对面去，对不对？
We are recently studying the book of Mark, and it was also in the book, Gospel book of Matthew. One time, the Lord said, "Let's cross the Sea of Galilee."
结果呢，那个他们结果在水中的时候呢，就发觉起了大风大浪，对不对？
And then when they were in the middle of the Sea of Galilee, there was a major storm.
那个是很大的。 不止 major 是，也许是从来门徒都没看过的 storm.
And it was even bigger than a major storm. It was something that the disciples had never seen before.
后来他们就把主耶稣叫起来，他说：“夫子，你还什么不管我们？我们要丧命了，对不对？”
And they woke up Jesus and said, "Teacher, we are about to lose our lives."
结果主耶稣睡起来，斥责风跟海，风跟海就大大的平静了。
And Jesus woke up and rebuked the storm and the waves and the wind and the waves
greatly calm, right? 大大的平静.
And they greatly calmed down.
结果主耶稣怎么去责备门徒, 你记不记得?
Do you remember how Jesus rebuked his disciples?
那我互动，我问一下那个张秀清，好了，刚好看到你。 主耶稣怎么责备他们那些门徒呢？ 好，没关系，我们问周刚好，周刚好，礼拜五看到他，我跟他说我今天有交通，所以他有为我祷告，我就问他，那主耶稣怎么样去责备门徒啊？在马太福音呢，他主耶稣责备他们说，记载说，你们这些小信的人，the one of the little faith.
So Jesus rebuked his apostles by saying, "You of little faith."
如果我们最近看马可福音第四章呢，就记得主耶稣说，你们还没有信心吗？
And if we look at Mark chapter 4, then Jesus said, "How is it that you still have no faith?"
原因在哪里？
What is the reason?
因为主耶稣之前就跟他们说过，我们渡到对岸去。
And the reason is because the Lord said at the beginning, "Let us cross over to the other side."
如果主耶稣跟他们说渡到对岸去，难道他们跟主耶稣一起沉到海里面去吗？
If the Lord had already said, "Let's cross over to the other side," will they drown together with Jesus in the middle?
所以这样子的例子告诉我们说呢，信心是要从神的话开始。
So this example tells us that faith starts with the word of God.
我们如何从神的话开始信心的生活？
How do we start a life of faith with the word of God?
记不记得主耶稣曾经说，圣灵要成为保惠师来这边，然后呢，让我们想起主耶稣所说的一切话。
Do you remember when Jesus said that he will send the Holy Spirit as our helper to remind us of his words?
我们现今住在我们里面的圣灵呢，就是带领我们能够跟主的话，借着主的话能够跟我们的主有亲密的交通。And
through the word of God, today we can have close fellowship with him.
那所以信心的生活，那些所有的希伯来书记载信心的伟人，他们所过的信心的生活，一方面他是从神的话，神对于他们说话了。 然后他们就信了。All
these people recorded in chapter 11 of Hebrews, these giants of faith, the Lord spoke to them and they believed.
另外呢，他们是从神的话里面得了启示。
On the other hand, they received a revelation from the words of God.
因着镜子, 他们才能够看见一座有根基的城。
And because of this, they were able to see a city with foundations.
也许时间越来越紧迫的话, 我们就来看一个人物, 照神, 其中一个记载的就是亚伯拉罕。
Because time is so tight, let us look at one person, Abraham.
那亚伯拉罕呢, 那个上一周呢, 罗丽园弟兄跟我们交通。
Last week, Brother Kevin Law shared with us about Abraham.
大家记得吗, 对不对?
Do you remember?
我就想说, 我在那边听了我说我惨了, 那个下礼拜交通的好像都给他讲了。
As I was listening to it, I said, oh, this is unfortunate. He's saying everything that I want to share about next week.
所以我就不打他讲过的。
So I won't mention what he's already talked about.
所以你知道亚伯拉罕的一生是多丰富的。
You know how abundant Abraham's life was.
讲过的还有东西可以讲。
And you know how rich it is because after we spoke about it last week, we can continue to speak about him this week.
自从洪水以后呢, 那个整个世界的又落在那个罪的光景里面去。
Ever since the great flood, the whole world fell into a state of sin again.
结果呢,你知道, 我们弟兄上个礼拜有说过了,加勒底的乌尔就是那个亚伯拉罕的自己的本地,加勒底的乌尔是一个拜偶像的地方。
That our brother mentioned last week, Abraham in his home country in war, it was a land of idols.
那大家如果, Google一下知道, 那个加勒底的乌尔是本来呢是靠近海的，所以你知道是，反正靠近海的很快就会繁荣起来，像上海样子。We
know that places that are close to the sea, the coastal cities, they are it's very easy for them to prosper, similar to Ur where Abraham was from.
那后来结果，但是发觉时间越久了，慢慢加勒底的乌尔就移到内陆去了。
But we see that gradually the war of Galilee slowly moved inland.
那个乌尔靠地。那后来呢那个主就不晓怎么缘故呢结果那个亚伯拉罕的父亲呢跟他家人呢一起从加勒底乌尔到了哈兰去了对。
And for whatever reason Abraham and his father moved from the war of Chaldean to Haran.
那后来就在那个地方呢，主了就向亚伯兰显现。
And then there, the Lord appeared to Abram.
那我们就知道后来呢，在神的话当中呢，原来从当初加利的乌尔出来呢，都是神呼召亚伯拉罕出来，是神在暗中做了奇妙的事情把。 亚伯拉罕从加勒底的乌尔带出来。That
we know that it was the calling of the Lord, that it was His work that He brought Abraham out of his home in Ur.
那我们来看看希伯来书怎么形容亚伯拉罕这段日子。So
let us see how the book of Hebrews described the days of Abraham.
是在 希伯来书11章第8节。Hebrews
chapter 11 verse 8.
亚伯拉罕因着信蒙召的时候，就遵命出去，往将来要得为业的地方去。出去的时候，还不知道往哪里去。By
faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance, and when he went out, not knowing where he was going.
他因着信，就在所应许之地做客，好像在异地居住帐篷。 与那同盟一个应许的以撒雅各一样。By
faith he dwelt in the land of promise as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise.
因为他等候那座有根基的城，就是神所经营所建造的。For
he waited for the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God.
Okay. 神所经营所建造那座有根基的城呢？ 达比的版本跟我们说, the artifier and the maker, and maker is God. 意思是说呢, the architect and the maker is God.
In the Darby version of the translation, it says that it is a city which has foundation, whose architect and maker is God.
中文呢，就是说神呢是那个建筑师跟建造的那个人。
The Chinese translation says God is both the person who architect who designed it and the person who built it.
从亚伯拉罕，神对他说话许多次的，在他属灵的眼光里面，他得了一个启示。
Abraham, through the many times that God spoke to him, he spiritually received a revelation.
他呢，现今所住的地方呢，还不是他所永远去盼望得着的。
Where he lived, this is not the place where he hoped to gain his inheritance.
他有等候一座有根基的城。
He waited for a city which has foundation.
那，你知道亚伯拉罕当初是住在那个迦南地。
Abraham lived in the land of Canaan.
那这个我就觉得，我当初看到主让我看到的时候，我就觉得心中有点震撼。
When the Lord showed me this, I was shaken inside.
我们知道现在迦南地就是以色列嘛，对不对？
We know that the land of Canaan is the land of Israel now.
就是神应许以色列人，他们最后有得到的那块地是牛奶与蜜之地吗？
This is the land that flows with milk and honey that the Lord has promised to them.
但是你知道吗？亚伯拉罕在他一生当中从来没有。 没有，等于说拥有那块地。
Abraham in his entire life he never owned that piece of land.
你没有觉得这个是一个很稀奇的事吗？一个信心之父，神所应许的，而且讲清楚把那块地赐给你和你的后裔，但是他从来没有拥有过那块地。
Don't you find it strange that Abraham, the father of faith, the land that God has promised to him and his descendants, he never possessed that land.
除了圣经告诉我们亚伯拉罕有拥有多少多少牛羊，还有人多少多少。
The scripture tells us how many cattle and sheep and possessions and people Abraham has.
亚伯拉罕在那块应许之地，他只有拥有两个东西。
But in the land of the promise, in the land of promise, Abraham has only had two things.
那我先不问了，时间关系。一个是他的帐篷。
One is his tent.
一个是他的坟墓。
And the other is his tomb.
只有那两个东西是亚伯拉罕在应许之地所拥有的。
These are the only two things Abraham possessed in the land of promise.
当亚伯拉罕住在那个没有根基的帐篷的里面的时候。 当时的家人是住在房子里面。When
Abraham lived in the tent that has no foundation, his family lived in houses.
为什么他能够这样子过漂流的生活，叫聚居帐篷的生活，在这个应许之地里面？Why
was he able to live this nomadic life in tents?
因为圣经告诉我们说，他是等候一座有根基的城。
Because the scripture tells us that he waited for a city which had foundations.
亚伯拉罕是，你知道他居然是过帐篷的生活，他一定到过很多地方，对不对？
Since Abraham lived a life of tents, he must have gone to many places.
他看过索多玛，他看过俄摩拉，对不对？
He saw.
索多玛，撒冷。
He saw Sodom.
那后来。 四王五王的战争之后，那个麦基洗德不是出来迎接亚伯拉罕吗
？That after the war with the four kings and the five kings, the king came out to welcome Abraham.
不是 king， 他是至高神的祭司，他是麦基洗德嘛，对不对？记得这个故事吗
？He's a high priest, Melchizedek. He came out.
不不 ，anyway， 对 ，maybe somehow right, correct.
He came out to welcome Abraham.
那。 也许我也没的，他是沙冷王 ，the king of Salem。
He was the king of Salem。
那沙冷就是后来的耶路撒冷嘛，对不对
？And Salem is the Jerusalem. It became Jerusalem later.
那所以他也看过沙冷啊。
And he saw Salem.
他看过也许许许多多的城。
He many different cities.
但是从他的心中，圣经告诉我们说，他从来都没有盼望，想要在那些地方，定居下来。
But the scripture tells us that Abraham never wanted to settle down in Canaan.
那个麻烦你，所以可以的。那你知道，城市是很繁华的地方，对不对？
You know, cities are prosperous places.
那个亚伯拉罕他心中他有眼睛看过实际的城市，但他心中一直盼望那座有根基的城。
And Abraham saw these real cities with his eyes, but he hoped for the city with foundation.
那一定是他所从属灵眼睛看过那座城，绝对比他所肉身眼睛看过的所有城市都要美丽。
So the city that he saw with his spiritual eyes, it must be better than all the other cities that he saw with his flesh eyes.
这样才让他有能力、有忍耐去等候那座有根基的城。
Only this way can he have the ability and the patience to wait for that city with foundation.
那最近三个礼拜，那个卓立松的大儿子有朋友有以前的同事从阿拉巴马来看他。
Recently, brother Philip, he had friends visiting him from Alabama.
那我们上礼拜在卓立松家有青年聚会，也有看过那几个朋友，对不对？
And we met them last week when we were at Brother Chuck's house.
那他们那几个美国年轻人呢，来这边的时候，主要就要去看城市。
And these young people, when they came here, they wanted to see the city.
那 Philip 就带他们去看纽约市，有带他去 Philadelphia, 费城。
And Philip took them to New York City and to Philadelphia.
为什么他们那几个年轻人想要去看城市，别的不看看，去看城市啊？
These young people, why do they not want to see anything else other than cities?
因为他们没看过城市。
Because they've never seen cities.
那我要很小心讲，因为免得燕晴说我讲的不对，有歧视。他们呢是美国的乡村的人。
They come from the suburbs of America.
不是 suburbs, 是 countryside.
They come from the countryside.
他们从亚拉巴马来的。
They come from Alabama.
没有看过大城市。
They've never seen a major city.
他们想要来看大城市。
They want to come to see a major city.
结果 Philip 就带他们去看纽约市跟那个费城。
So therefore, Philip took them to see New York City.
假设亚伯拉罕今天看到纽约市，费城。
Let's assume that hypothetically, if Abraham sees New York City or Philadelphia today.
我想他仍然是依据他信心里面的，他还是等候那座有根基的城。
I believe he would still live by his faith and wait for that city with foundation.
假设亚伯拉罕今天看到耶路撒冷，今天的耶路撒冷。
If hypothetically, if Abraham sees Jerusalem today,
我想他仍然是依靠他里面的，他还是等候那座有根基的城。
I believe that he will still hold on to what's inside and wait for that city with foundation.
那为了弟兄姊妹的比较清楚的缘故了哈，大家我就想，因为去年有弟兄姊妹跑到以色列去嘛，对不对？他们就把那个耶路撒冷呢，就把它拍下来。那等一下呢，我想很短的几个video 给大家看，现在耶路撒冷是长什么样子。大家要注意看，不是只有给你看看，好像去看那个旅游展样子而已。
I know that last year some brothers and sisters went to Israel, and I want to play a few video clips, and I want you to look at it carefully. It's not just images, it's not just video.
大家要注意看，因为呢，我想待会呢，也许现在我们先讲好了。那个圣经如何去描述耶路撒冷
？Perhaps we can look at it now. How does the scripture describe Jerusalem?
那这第二页哈，那个是希伯来，我们看几个圣经就好了。希伯来书十二章二十二节哈。
Hebrews 12:22.
你们乃是来到锡安山永生神的城邑，就是天上的耶路撒冷。
But you have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels.
13章14节，我们在这里本没有长存的城，乃是寻求那将来的城。
Chapter 13, verse 14, for here we have no continuing city, but we seek the one to come.
那诗篇一百二十二篇第三节更好。
Psalm 122:3 is even better.
他说耶路撒冷被建造如同联络整齐的一座城。这边就有了。
Jerusalem is built as a city that is compact together.
那我们就看看圣经这个耶路撒冷是长什么样子哈。大家要注意，因为待会我们回到圣经里面看。那第一个 video 呢是照着了就围了那个耶路撒冷城呢一圈拍了一下，对不对？那我们先来看看第一个。
Let's look at the first video. This is taken all around the city of Jerusalem. So our brother Ye, he didn't take an aerial view from this from a helicopter. This is a model of Jerusalem.
那是Israel Museum 里面的一个 exhibition， 这是它的那个展示。
So this is an exhibition in the Israel Museum.
那右边右下角的地方呢，是思律时候的那个圣殿。
So on the lower left-hand side, right-hand side. My fault. Lower right-hand side is the.
西律的时候的圣殿。
It's the temple during the King Herod.
那圣经不是这样子。如果在以色列真正现在是亲身次，对不对
？So now it's that's not what's there. It's from.
The Dome of Rock.
It's the Dome of Rock there now.
那这个方向呢是东边看过去的。
So we're looking in the direction of east.
Okay, 那我们可以继续开始。那这个时候是从北边看过去的啊，不用停了，直接可以哈。
This is looking at it from north.Or looking to the north.
现在 zoom 进去的地方呢，就是各个他骷髅地。
So where we are zooming in now, it's Golgotha.
就是主耶稣钉十字架的地方。
That is the place where Lord Jesus was crucified.
那这个是从城的南边看过去。
This is looking at it from the south.
啊，不是，对不起，这个是从西边看过去，但错了。
Sorry, we're looking at it from west.
所以对面就是圣殿，那这个是从南边看的。
So this is looking at it from south.
这个看过去，这里呢就是斯伦子谷 the Himnon Valley.
So this is the Himnon Valley.
Right, 这边就是以耶路撒冷南边就是斯伦子谷斯伦子谷 ，right？
So the south of Jerusalem is the Hillam Valley.
那一直到西边呢
？All the way to the west.
那个是Kinron Valley 是叫什么旁边那个右边那个就用 Kinron Valley 叫什么中文？什么谷啊？基伦，对，基伦，对不起，基伦西谷 ，OK， 好，那我们把这个关掉。这个是模型，哈。
This is a model.
那给我们看看，稍微看看耶路撒冷从四面八方看起来是长什么样子。
It shows us what Jerusalem looks like from all different angles.
那我们看下一个是从那个橄榄山看过去的耶路撒冷。
And then the next video clip is what Jerusalem looks like from Mount Olive.
这个是真的，这个不是模型哈。
So this is the real city. This is not a model anymore.
那我们看到中间那个清真寺。
We see in the middle.
继续。
The mausoleum. The Dome of Rock.
现在 zoom 过去的地方呢，就是东门，又称为金门 （Golden Gate）。
So where we're zooming in now is the gate of is East Gate, also called the Golden Gate.
那个门呢，现在是关起来的，对不对
？These gates are now closed.
因为在犹太人的传说里面呢，弥赛亚呢是会从弥赛亚来的时候呢，会经过这个门进到耶路撒冷去。
Because according to Jewish people, when Messiah comes, he will enter into Jerusalem through these gates.
那所以犹太不那个那个犹回教了就回教的回教人那种那个叫什么穆斯林的把他关起来啊。
So the Muslims they close those gates.
那第三个片段呢， 我想弟兄姊妹注意看一下，那个是在圣殿山上面拍的。那当然现在没有圣殿，但是你注意一下它的那个圣殿山那些地的石头，好不好？注意一下，圣经告诉我们说，耶路撒冷是联络整齐的一座城。那么看看它建造的石头是怎样，好吧
？So the next one we're going to look at Mount Temple. So let's look at the rocks because it says that Jerusalem is a city of that's compact together.
这个是maybe 是那个所罗门的那个廊，所以是皇家住廊的地方。
So this is the.
我是那个 royal 皇家住廊是吗？啊，大声一点是吧 ？Philip 是什么？这里呢，就是你知道。很多犹太人聚集，那个就是西墙 ，the Western Wall。那这个是先那个圣殿的外围的那些的地方哈。
So this is the outside of the temple.
那如果注意一下它的地，你看到是用石头铺起来的。
So you see that this is paved with rocks.
这个跟我们今天有什么关系？谢谢，可以把它放回去了。
So how is that related to what we're talking about today?
我们一直讲说那座有根基的城，圣经其他地方告诉我们说新耶路撒冷。新耶路撒冷在启示录里面更启示我们说，那个就是羔羊的妻子。
So in Revelation, it tells us that the that
那个新耶路撒冷是羔羊的妻。
The New Jerusalem is the bride of the Lamb.
那大家如果有印象的话，新耶路撒冷，我们每一个人是每一个信主的，就是新耶路撒冷建造的材料。
If you have an impression that each one of us is the building material for the New Jerusalem.
如果新耶路撒冷城是石头一块一块很准确的把它拼起来的话，
If the New Jerusalem is built up with one very accurate, very compactly with one stone after the other.
那我们既然是被建造的材料，我们也是现今在神的一个工作底下，你知道记不在神的工作底下，记不记得刚刚说那个城有根基的城是神是神所经营所建造的吗
？So we are the building material for the New Jerusalem. Do you remember when we just read that the city of foundation, God is the architect and maker of that city?
我们现今是在一个阶段里面。 神要把我们磨成神儿子的模样。
We are in a time period now when God is molding us into the image of His Son.
我们就经过许多。
So we will experience much.
我最后还是给大家看看我们信心应该如何去过信心的生活。
And lastly, I want to show you how do we live a life of faith.
我们来看希伯来书十二章第一节。
Let us turn to Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1.
我们既有这许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us.And let us run with endurance the race that is set before us.
仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，他因摆在那前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
那人受罪人这样顶撞的，你们有思想，免得疲倦灰心。
For consider him who endured such hostility from sinners against himself, lest you become weary and discouraged in your souls.
那我想，我时间关系，我就不详细讲这段。我们弟兄姊妹看过，我想就很有印象。
Because of time, I won't go into this in detail. I think brothers and sisters, after you read this, it will leave an impression.
但是有一点。我想在这边跟弟兄姊妹交通一下。
But one point I want to have fellowship with you about.
我们的主是我们开路的先锋。
Our God is our forerunner. Our Lord is our forerunner.
他也是我们信心创始成终的。
He is also the author and finisher of our faith.
他是我们的信心的作起家，也是我们信心的终结者。
He is the author of our faith and the finisher of our faith.
那我们如果能够接受托付，接受我们的呼召，
If we can hold on to our calling and what has been committed to us,
跟以前的圣徒一样跑这个借力的赛跑，
Similar to the saints before and to run this relay race,
我们就需要把我们的眼光注目在我们的主身上。
Then we need to set our eyes on our Lord Jesus.
从圣经里面，我们如何看到，有一些的什么的启示呢
？From the Scripture, what kind of revelations do we receive?
他说，我们的主看见摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看了羞辱，忍受十字架的苦难。
It said that our Lord, when he saw the reward before him, he looked lightly upon the shame and the despise of the cross.
记得礼拜五我们读到马可福音第八章。
Remember, on Friday we read the Gospel Book of Mark chapter 8.
当彼得得到启示说我们的主就是基督的时候。
When Peter received the revelation and said that that Jesus is our Lord,
那主耶稣从那个时候就跟门徒说，他要上十字架，但是三天之后要复活。
And from that point on, Lord Jesus told them that he will be crucified, but after 3 days he will be resurrected.
叫主耶稣在这边告诉那个圣经告诉我们，主耶稣是看见前面的喜乐，就轻看了羞辱，忍受十字架的痛苦。
So the scripture tells us that when the Lord saw what was the reward ahead, he endured the cross, despising the shame.
什么是主耶稣的喜乐？
What is the joy that was set before him?
主耶稣的喜乐岂不是就是他能够看到有一天羔羊的妻已经准备好了吗？
His joy is it not that one day he saw the bride of the Lamb is ready?
主耶稣的喜乐不是就像圣经刚刚所说的，他回到父神的身边吗
？Is not the joy of Jesus what the Scripture said, which is him returning to the side of the Father?
主耶稣的喜乐不就是看到你跟我能够被建造成为新耶路撒冷城的当中的一份吗
Is the joy of Lord Jesus not that he can see you and I being built up as the material for the New Jerusalem?
还有弟兄姊妹，礼拜五的时候我稍微说过，主耶稣永远讲到十字架的时候，他必定讲到复活。
On Friday, I had already mentioned that every time Lord Jesus talks about the cross, he talks about resurrection.
我们要过信心的生活，我们必须要背起自己的十字架来跟随主。
If we want to live a life of faith, then we have to carry the cross.
但是我们要相信复活就在前面。
But we must also believe that resurrection is ahead of us.
亚伯拉罕是坚信相的。
Abraham believed it.
亚伯拉罕是坚信相信，所以能够献以下，因为他认为就好，他认为神能够叫死人复活。
Abraham believed in it, therefore was willing to sacrifice Isaac because he believed that God can resurrect the dead.
他也仿佛从死里把儿子得回来。
And it was as if he received his son back from death.
撒拉也是这样子。
And Sarah was the same.
他因着信，他经历过死而复活，从一个已死的身体当中能够生出以撒出来。
She also experienced resurrection that from a body that seemed to be dead, she was able to bear Isaac.
我们今天仍然是如此。
And we are the same way today.
我们仍然是需要过死而复活的这样子的生活。
We also need to live a life after death.
如果我们想想看，
If we think about it,
当初记不记得我们有三个人也许需要离开这边的时候，有一个礼拜二的晚上祷告会，我们跪着在主的面前，单单为着那三个家庭祷告。
I don't know if you remember back when we had three families who were about to leave us on Tuesday night's prayer meeting, we had a prayer session where we prayed specifically for those families.
结果我们三个大家庭当中有两个家庭离开了我们，离开这里。
And then of the three families, two of them left.
那到今天我们三个家庭都回来。
And then today, all three of the families are back here.
难道这样子不是主给我们学习一个死而复活的经历吗？
Is this not an experience where Lord allows to learn to live after death?
难道我们当天晚上跪下来的所有的弟兄姊妹没有学到信心的功课吗？
All those people who knelt before the Lord, have we not learned the lesson of faith?
那我想主还有机会给我们来学信心的功课。
The Lord will give us more opportunities to learn the lessons of faith.
只要我们愿意接受负担。
As long as we are willing to accept the burden.
我们就唱一首诗歌。
Let us sing a hymn.
那个锡安上已经再给我一个诗歌本。锡安上已经唱过两遍了，去年跟今年都唱过了。
Mount Zion and Mount Sinai, we already sang last year.
那我们唱536首，好不好？
Let us sing 536.
我们不需要唱很快，我们可以一开始先唱慢一点哈。
We can sing it slowly at the beginning.
我们好不好一同起立，一起唱这个歌，好不好？我们唱完这个诗歌之后呢，我们请那个连众弟兄为我们做个祷告，好不好？
After we sing, we ask Brother Liang to pray for us.
我们请。当我跑进引跑道路，打过挡大的美障，离别世界和他一切的痛苦，我就要再见我亲人，并向救主大歌唱，在与新耶路撒冷。正当神徒大队围在，有人欢呼，有音诗，新耶路撒冷，新耶路撒冷，
受了种子成和善，那真是大军登基时，在于新耶路撒冷。我们快一点好不好？虽然道路有时难行，使我顺顺受下垂，虽然难免流泪，难免心疼痛，但我心难相信，追随因我不走有机会，在于新耶路撒冷。正当神徒大队回家，有人欢呼有应时，新耶路撒冷，新耶路撒冷，受了种子长和撒那真是大军登基时，早已新耶路撒冷。今在一地寄居作客，虽然穷困人欢唱，因我不走必到更美的天窗。倾盆虽已世俗为霜，但我天天地仰望，来自真耶路撒冷。正当神徒大队会上，有人欢呼有应时，新耶路撒冷，新耶路撒冷，受了种子长和善，那真是大军登基时，这一心。我心斗全不是大空奔跑，不是屋顶上，乃是在深更深追求神见证，难于背后努力向前，闪着标杆直奔跑，要到新耶路撒冷。正当神徒大队回家，有人欢呼有应时，新耶路撒冷，新耶路撒冷，受了种子长和善，那真是大军登基时，在于新耶路撒冷。当我最后告别之后，灵魂也都扯干净，我心更要跳动，我不能再等，我病已死，我病欢呼，我要主统统高兴，在于新耶路撒冷。正当晨归大队回家，有人欢呼有应时，在耶路撒冷，新耶路撒冷，受了种子长和撒那真是大军登基时，在于新耶路撒冷。
谢谢。